This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. I say the name of a city, and you'll know what the issue is. Watch this. Flint, Michigan. Right. A global wake-up call over something many of us take for granted, the safety of water from the tap. Now comes a warning for Texans, especially pregnant women who live in rural areas where there's a lot of agricultural activity. The drinking water may have substances that could put their babies at risk. Dr. Jean Brender is a professor emeritus of public health at Texas A&M University, and she's been studying the effects of drinking contaminated water for more than 20 years. She and her colleagues recently took a look at 14 studies completed over the past decade and a half, and what those studies tell her. Dr. Brender, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Oh, thank you.
Why were you focusing on rural areas where there's a lot of agricultural activity?
Well, we were asked by the journal Current Environmental Health Reports to write a review of agricultural chemicals and water in burst effects. And in our review, we found that nitrate, atrazine, and arsenic have been linked to burst effects in the studies that have been published since then. And we, of course, would focus more on the rural areas for nitrazine and atrazine because these are substances that get into the water either through fertilizers, if we're talking about nitrate, or atrazine is an herbicide used, say, on corn crops.
Now, these are some common agricultural chemicals we're talking about, atrazine, nitrates, arsenic. The government has known these are dangerous for a long time, right?
Well, I think that in higher levels, yes, we can say that they are dangerous. Obviously, nitrate we're exposed to every day in our food, in our water, and so forth. And generally, it is not a problem unless it's elevated. Atrazine, of course, is an herbicide. It's something that is applied to kill weeds and crops. So yes, it is a dangerous chemical. It's a registered pesticide.
But what I understand your finding is that what we didn't know is that even in more minuscule levels, there seems to be some sort of correlation with birth defects?
Right. In several studies, women who had babies with neural tube defects, and this is a defect that the baby is born either with part of their brain missing or their spinal cord is protruding out of their back. Anyway, these babies, limb reduction defects and cleft lip and or cleft palate, their mothers of the babies were more likely to have had a higher nitrate intake from drinking water than mothers who had babies without major birth defects. And then there were several other studies that noted an association between mothers living near surface water with higher levels of atrazine and abdominal wall defects in their babies. Now, those particular studies on atrazine, they didn't specifically get into that the women actually drank the water, so that was a weakness in those studies. Whereas the nitrate studies, actually a good number of the nitrate studies, it was known that the women were taking in the drinking water.
So I'm thinking if I'm a pregnant woman living in a rural agricultural area, what is it that I need to be concerned about? Is it the water coming from the municipal system? Is it well water? And what do I do?
Okay, so if a woman is on a public water supply, and they'll know that because they'll get a water bill every month, they should check with their water supplier regarding what levels of nitrate and atrazine have most recently been found in their water, because the water systems are required by law to test for those types of chemicals on a routine basis. However, here's the problem. Drinking water from private wells is not regulated by the EPA or the state of Texas. So it would be a good idea for people on private wells to get their water tested.
Dr. Jean Brender is a professor emeritus of public health at Texas A&M University. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.